On a busy Saturday afternoon, NEA Chairman Jane Chu watched Bethel's local native dance troupe practice. She attended a carving class where she saw earrings carved from mammoth tusk and story knives inlaid with ivory. And she met with local artists at Bethel's Cultural Center, where she saw masks, nets, and dance fans at the local museum.
They string a net in under the ice, you mean?
Yep, under the ice.
As the chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts, Chu oversees a federal agency that funds art throughout the country. She went to Anchorage in Southeast several years ago, but had never been to Bethel before. Chu says she was impressed by the way utility and beauty are intertwined in Yupik art.
The art that we've seen in Bethel so far is filled not only with vibrancy, but it's filled with meaning. And we are so appreciative that they're honoring the traditions of not only hundreds of years ago, but in some cases we've heard some stories that go back thousands of years ago.
Other prominent federal and state officials joined Chu on her trip, including Benjamin Brown, who chairs the Alaska State Council on the Arts. The visitors also ended up discussing a policy issue involving the use and sale of ivory. Fossil ivory comes from mastodons from centuries ago, but mastodons were elephants, and there are bans on the sale of elephant ivory all over the world because elephants are endangered. Some states have even banned the sale of items made from walrus ivory. Here's Benjamin Brown.
Unfortunately, global efforts that have been reduced to state efforts in places like California and New York have cast the net too wide, and the unintended victims are Alaska Native artists. And we simply can't allow misguided efforts in other states to harm these people's artistic expression or their economic well-being.
Brown said the Arts Council is strongly supporting the efforts of U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan to craft legislation that would require states to allow the sale of legally carved ivory, whether walrus or fossil. The NEA has funded many large projects in urban areas, but Chairman Chu stressed that the agency is also interested in funding rural projects. The NEA offers both grants and instructional seminars on how to write them. Chu also encouraged residents to look at the Citizens Institute for Rural Design, which funds workshops in remote communities and looks for solutions to rural challenges. In Bethel, I'm Teresa Kotsarilis.